What's DV Radio?
DV Radio is for you, the veteran, active duty service member, caregiver, and civilian supporter of the military. DVRadio.net is the online veteran network made for and by veterans. From original shows to syndication, you can find it here on DVRadio.net. In an effort to continue our mission and make better quality shows for each and every one of you, visit our Patreon at patreon.com/DVRadio. Whether you can only pledge $1 per month or that entire $1 million inheritance your uncle left you, there's a tier with rewards waiting for you. So why not keep DV Radio running and get rewarded at the same time? Head to patreon.com/DVRadio now. That's patreon.com/DVRadio.
DV Radio.
Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Screw Loose Auto. I'm your host, Rusty Nuts. This far and away is the coolest thing I've ever gotten to do with an hour of my time on a weeknight.
I had to go to the hospital for them to, like, basically cream my back.
Sorry for urinating in your ear. I love cars. I love what this is about, being a veteran myself. Wow. We just lost half our listeners, bro, and we're not even live yet. That has got to go in my intro, dude. We have to hear that every single week. You know what, bro? They wouldn't have a minimum standard if the minimum standard wasn't good enough.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another rousing episode of Screw Loose Auto. I'm your host, Rusty Nuts. With me, as always, is Mr. Captain Obvious, Brian Check. Tonight, our incredible host is not, or not incredible host, Jesus Christ, our incredible guest is my right-hand man at the shop, Shawshank. What's up, dude?
Word.
Nice. It's well done.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Man of many words.
Yeah. TV radio, WDVR. We'll put that in there, too. Splice that in.
Splice it in.
Oh, JJ, I'm sorry, man. I'm letting you down tonight.
It's all good.
How's everybody doing?
Great.
Brian, what are you talking about? Where are you going, dude? You're going to some wedding or something?
Yeah. My cousin's getting married, so we're flying out to Manassas, Virginia tomorrow. Dude, it's cheaper for us to fly than it was to RV. Five people. It's crazy.
Yeah, because you guys have that big bougie-ass RV, don't you?
Who would have shunk it? Yeah, it's nice, though. It's nice. Damn. But, I mean, like, so now our total travel time from the time we leave the house to the time we land at Dulles is just under 5 hours. Instead of it taking 2 days.
That's pretty legit.
Yeah. So.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome. Tease me with a good time.
So, those of you that don't know, Shawshank, myself, and Monty, along with my beautiful wife, Tony, run Hard Luck Automotive Services here in Oklahoma City. Shawshank, give us a quick bio, dude.
Let's see. What do you want to know? Bio, I can give you my standard military bio or just say screw it, just go all out.
Let's say from puberty till a year ago.
Ooh, oh, juicy.
Wow. It was a cold winter night.
Tell me more.
Oh,
dude.
I
want to
hear about it.
Let's start off with what are you putting together in your garage, man?
Together a 72 Chevelle. It's got a 454 in it, regular 350 tranny. It's got a 70 front clip, so it does look like a 70. It's sitting in the shop right now on the lift, nothing but a frame and two upper lower control arms. Looks like a damn spider right now.
Just don't gloss over the control arm, sir.
QA1.
Yeah, baby.
QA1 stage 2 suspension.
Nice.
I'm sitting there waiting to be put on. I'm waiting to get my brake inversion, figuring out which one I want to do.
That's awesome. Somebody say something. God damn it. It's a radio show.
I'm not sure. Everybody's
sitting here drooling over your car.
I'm not sure I was paying attention. I think I missed all of that. I thought we were talking about puberty. You started talking about like suspension and shit.
70 Chevelle with a 72 front clip. Or 72 Chevelle with a 70 front clip.
Here, I thought it was
and a 454 in it. And awesome You're shit.
Throwing in weird places. No. Turn my car to stay. Boo. What are we doing?
All right, I just had a little bit of an internet malfunction there, and I was rambling on about some shit about shit I can't fucking remember. And then I get the banner across here that says internet is unstable, and I was like, well, fuck. And then you guys chime in, and all I hear is we go from talking about big blocks to puberty.
I mean, I thought what we were talking about was like how he was going to grow hair in strange places. And he was touching girls, but no, none of that.
I am so sorry I missed that entire conversation. I'll just have to wait for it to come out on tape.
There you go. Got to wait for the podcast.
Yeah, you mean what? I don't fucking know, man. I don't know how this shit works. I assume it's on a tape someplace.
I've got a big reel-to-reel machine.
There's no tape involved with any of this, is there?
I mean, a huge reel-to-reel machine sitting.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime gal.
Oh, wow. That was actually really good.
That was pretty good.
Do you
got, like, you know, green tights on and a little hat?
Well, hold on. Were you sitting or were you dancing? Because I'm thinking, like, the Warner Brothers, like, Bugs
Bunny. Yeah, exactly. The frog, yeah. No,
the frog, dude. Yeah,
oh, that was the frog. Frog,
the frog. That's
yeah.
Frog. Puberty?
Wow.
Adam, you suck at this tonight. Shawshank, tell me the most memorable occasion there at Hard Luck. What was the most memorable?
If you don't talk about puberty, I'm going to be upset.
You chick pissing in the parking lot today?
Well, aside from that, because what the fuck?
Pissing in the parking lot today. Oof. And then I had an interesting individual try to pick me up sucking a popsicle the other day.
Hey, big boy.
Dude.
You were Navy, right? You're the Navy officer.
Right. Oh my okay, god. So it's he is not lying. Let him go, dude. You guys have to hear this. Let him go.
God, sign me up for that.
So no, you don't want none of this. So when the kids come up there, I offer them a popsicle like some little creepy dude, right? So the moms was like, can I have one of those popsicles? I was like, sure, no problem. I'm gonna read your codes. You can eat this popsicle. Now, granted, this woman was like 6'2". I mean, she was a built chick, you know? So, I mean, it's the South Side, so you can only imagine what this chick looks like.
And listen, to preface this, Shawshank, I love you like the brother I've never had, bro. But you're only like 5'4½", right?
That's right. Yeah, 5'4¾", you know? I got to get that 3/4 in. So anyway,
okay, carry on.
So she's walking around with this fucking popsicle, right? So I'm sitting in a driver's seat. I'm reading all these codes, and I look over at the corner of my eye, and I see her just stick the half her body in the passenger seat, and I hear this slurping and sucking, and I look at the corner of my eye. It's like, what the fuck, you know? He's like, let me ask you a question. I was like, okay. I'm thinking, you know, what's the codes on my car? What's going on? She's like, are you and them tattoos taken? I said, what?
Oh, like, Lordy.
She said, yeah, because I want me some of that. And she's slurping on this fucking popsicle. I'm like, oh, yeah, the wife's got custody of this shit. So then that wasn't good enough. She's like, so you got a twin brother with the same tattoos? Because I need me some. Hmm. I was like, oh, no, I'm the one and only, but you can't have this shit. So, oh, yeah, we got some interesting character.
Nice. The chick that saw the brain baby in the trees.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The chick that picked up the ball peen hammer.
Mm-hmm.
The chick that drove Saab SUV, and she used it to haul livestock, and she wanted us to change like her fucking battery or some shit.
What about that chick? She's like, am I safe? Because there's underground fires all over the 230,000 underground fires across the United States. Oh my God,
that chick is so fucking crazy, bro. She calls me once a week asking me if I want to come over to her house and pick up the water purifier.
Oh, God.
That just fucking makes water out of thin air.
She's a fucking weirdo. But the bad thing is, you told her that I lived in St. Louis, and I never lived there. I've been there. I visited for a week, you know. But, yeah, good? She was a weird one. And then the chick that wanted to be invisible.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's never a dull moment on the South Side.
Well, you know, I saw, what is it, like the day after the break-in, you guys found somebody sleeping in one of the cars?
Oh, yeah.
He was knocking the fuck out.
We find needles in the parking lot, dude.
Oh, man.
It's rough, dude. It's a rough part of town, bro.
Fuck.
You know,
I've never, like I've never been exposed to any of that until I was stationed on the Abraham Lincoln out of Everett, Washington. But I was housed in Seattle, in Discovery Park in Seattle. So I had to take the ferry across to Everett every morning.
Yep.
At like 4:30 in the morning. I mean, earlier than shit to get to make it to muster on time. And there's no parking downtown Seattle unless it's gone now, but unless you went under the viaduct and parked about a mile away from the ferry docks. And I will never forget the day I was walking back to my truck after work, and there was somebody smoking crack, like hiding behind the fronts of the cars parked under there, smoking crack. And I'd never smelled that before. And I'm like, Jesus, what the fuck is that smell? Because that shit smells nasty. And then I started noticing, the needles and the like, all that scary shit. I'm like, holy. I grew up in Alaska, man. I was sheltered. I didn't know about that shit.
Well, I grew up in Wyoming, bro.
Mm-hmm.
There was only two kinds of drugs. You either did, you know, meth or weed.
Yeah, the marijuana.
Yeah.
The devil's lettuce. So,
the devil's lettuce.
And I do have to apologize. We Oklahoma is a legal weed state, and this is the first I made a grave mistake this evening in consuming my cannabis before my radio show. I had I actually had to work today, and that's not something I usually do, which Shawshank will attest to.
Amen.
And my ass got kicked, and I came home and slept into the bedroom, popped a couple edibles, and jumped in the shower before I realized that I had an obligation this evening. So please
pardon my slowness.
We're just waiting to see what the hell comes out of your mouth, because sober, you're fucking hilarious.
It's never a dull moment.
Yeah, I was going to say, okay, so you've had some weird customers. What's it like working with Rusty here?
Oh, my God. The shit that comes out of his mouth.
That's what I'm saying. You never know what the fuck he's
doing. And you know what, dude? Some of it, I'm so fucking stupid. I do it to myself, man. I don't have a filter sometimes. And I am so wrapped up in trying to be a fucking comedian that I lose all sense of space and time.
But then he tells me to watch my mouth. And then he just goes...
You know what, bro? I'm trying to be a better man through you. How's that?
Yeah, I can't do it, but you better watch your fucking language.
No. I am so bad, dude. I am so bad, you know?
That's funny.
I'm surprised there hasn't been some sort of like complaint or lawsuit filed.
Just because you have a potty mouth at the garage.
You did tell a guy you're going to burn his house down, so you started down a road.
I may or may not have some friends in City Hall in Choctaw here, and thank you, Judge. I appreciate the help on that.
Whoa. dish.
Amazing.
Unbelievable. Unfucking believable. I just can't, you know.
Yeah,
That's the only reason I enjoy recording this, is just because God only knows what's going to come out of your mouth next.
Dude,
it keeps you on the edge of your seat.
right?
I shit you not. I called up City Hall and I was like, hey, I need to pay this. It's due today. And she's like, oh, wait, honey, I need to talk to the judge about this. I'll call you back tomorrow. And I was sitting in the shop and I got a call. And I already had it labeled in my phone, Choctaw City Hall. I'm trying to, you know, schmooze the people around me to help us put a new shop someplace. You know, we're losing our place in April. So I'm trying to, I reached out to all the city halls all over the place and labeled them in the phone so that I knew who was calling me back, right? Well, she says, I talked to the judge this morning and you don't have to pay anything. We agree that this other guy was a fucking asshole. So.
Okay.
Nice. Thank you for your service.
Nice. Nice.
And all I get out of Tony is, are you fucking kidding me?
Don't you love it when the wife is in the background going, get him, get him.
Yes, dude. Yes. It's like hoping for me to fail, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Aren't you, boo? Schnook and Puddin' Pops.
Oh, my Lanta. I don't know if you reckon Hannah was more of that.
Yeah. Yeah, we get some weirdos in there, man. But you know what? For every weirdo that comes through the door, just today I got a picture of it. I need to make a post. I just made the post that we're not going to be taking new customers in tomorrow. I got to make a good post to follow that.
Right.
This sweet old lady comes through the gate today with this huge tray of no-bake cookies, banana bread, oatmeal cookies, like individually wrapped Snickers, and just this huge platter of sweet shit. And she said, you helped me and my family a couple of weeks ago with our car, and we wanted to say thank you.
Cool.
Dude, that just lets you know you're on the right path, you know? Yeah. And then we all sat around and had like the pre-diabetic sweats from eating banana bread and Snickers
say.
And shit all afternoon.
Hey, thank you so much for helping my family. Here, have a friend go into a fucking insulin coma. Yeah.
I love it, dude. I love the wacky shit people send us. The tools, man. Shawshank. Tell them about the tools we got yesterday, bro.
I think my great-grandfather used them in WW1. That shit was so old and broke. We got two wrenches with the opening box wrench with one side taken off of each wrench.
We got the...
What?
You know that was altered for some reason. Like, there was some specific reason that those got cut off.
Yeah, I don't know what.
You know, it was to do something on the 1937 Ford tractor. There you are. You came back. You dropped on us, bro. And he's gone again.
No, I'm not. For fuck's sake.
Wow.
For fuck's sake. Man, I was telling a story about the fucking... What's the last thing you heard, for fuck's sake?
The tools for...
For fuck's sake.
Get with it, man.
What a shit show. This is why we have seven in the can.
You know what, though? At least it's not like we started the show 2 minutes into it, realized it wasn't going live. It could be worse.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you for that, Brian. I love that black fucking abyss video you posted on my page for 3.5 fucking minutes, and then we chime in. Thank you for your professionalism in your editing and producing of that video.
Oh, my eyes are wet. Oh, God.
Well, you can have the nut guy on here. So
yeah, we had the nut guy.
That fucking dude.
I love that dude. I love that dude. He will always...
Last week you were bitching about that, dude. Now you love him.
You know what, dude? He is my kind of fucking crazy, bro. He is my kind of fucking crazy. I don't think I'll ever interview him again, especially when it comes to salad dressing or his couch or his
man beer or
whatever. But, I think he's fucking hilarious, bro. That shit is comedic gold. You can't make that shit up. There's no rehearsing the timing of that dude chiming in and saying, you guys know I can still hear you, right?
That was classic.
Oh, that was amazing.
I feel accomplished in my craft because I have that on my resume now. Shut the fuck up. The dog is barking at the cat, meowing at the other dog on the couch. It's like a weird triangle of hate. So, yeah. All right. Somebody else talk for a second, man. I feel like I've been talking for 29 minutes straight.
Yeah, you were, but your internet cut out, so nobody heard a thing you said.
For fuck's sake, man.
Except that. Everybody heard that.
That's like the third time. It's like deja vu.
Captain Obvious, what great new and wonderful things are happening in the Marine Corps today?
Oh, my God. Don't get this fucking guy started on the Marine Corps. Josh Hank. Okay. I call this dude Captain Obvious. I don't know how the fuck this works in your the land of Navy and Marine whatever, right? But one day, Brian was a chief warrant officer, and then the next day, Brian was a captain.
You got to go warrant before
Sure. Yep. So they just fucking gave it to him, right? And then I asked him, like, well, what do you have to
cutting that guy off. He was trying to talk.
So, like, you don't really have to do everything that a captain does, but you're getting paid as a captain, but they won't give you, like, captainly duties because you're not, like, a real captain, but you are a real captain?
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty
He's
accurate.
Active duty still. And he's
okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, my purgatory has not ended yet.
Wow.
You know the only reason I talk shit about that is because I'm 84 twice.
Hey, I'm 82 twice.
You know, like I'm that guy that I was the career E4, got out on a fat guy profile, couldn't re-enlist, non-promotable. Just fucking dirtbag. And I'm surrounded by you successful assholes. And could not be more like proud of the company that I keep. And I love to talk shit on it.
I think we just fell through the cracks.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if they only knew, that's I'd be fucking, fucked.
That's accurate as fuck. Yeah.
I just kept my head down enough that I never got.
Yeah, you did underneath people's desks.
Boom, bang.
Hey, we all know that the Marines are who invented sex, but it was the Navy who introduced it to women.
Oh shit.
Anywho.
That means it. I don't know. That's a dark, stinky hole I don't want to go down.
That far surpasses eating crayon.
Yeah. That does kind of change that narrative, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
whatever. Dang.
It's all good. Holy shit.
Oh, Shawshank and I are also proud members of the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association Chapter 10-1 together.
Oh, snap.
Right.
That's a shit show we're not going to get into.
Guys, ride your hogs.
Complete fucking
shit show. No, we got trikes too, bro. We got dudes that ride everything. We got dudes that don't ride.
Right? We got Spiders. We got Dodges, Fords, Chevys.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm sorry. Hold on, stop. Stop. You're in a motorcycle club.
No, sir. Association.
No, we're motorcycle enthusiasts.
Whatever. Same thing. You guys all wear the leather jackets.
No, listen. It is very much in the verbiage. I'm trying to educate you.
All right, Hell's Angels. I get it. It's the same deal. You guys are out 1%ing. Listen, I've seen the Mayans, all right? I know how you all fucking roll. You don't have to school me on nothing with your bikes and your...
You got chains and shit, and then you.
I watch Sons of Anarchy. I know.
I do.
We need a lot of those. We have a lot of those.
Yeah, yeah, we do. Yeah. And Brian, you're actually talking to a couple of guys that came from that world.
Yeah.
To the CVMA.
And it scares them.
Yeah.
But it's all.
Well, that's actually kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Past life.
Yeah.
Any Hoosers.
Oh, Hoosers. Yeah. I like that. They make good tires.
Oh my God. Do you guys keep in your eye on the tire debate?
What tire debate?
Tire debate.
Okay, this is a car show, so we're gonna talk a little bit about tires. About the Goodyear rep and where they stand with the thin blue line and all this other stuff.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right. So listen, we've been on 25 minutes straight now. So let's let JJ do his thing. Let's take a break and we'll be right back. DV
Radio. Are you looking for veteran resources and peer support? Objective Zero has an app for that. Download the Objective Zero app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Access wellness resources like yoga and a free year subscription to Headspace, the world's most popular meditation app. Check out veterans resources and access our nationwide network of peer support. Speak to fellow women veterans or someone in your field and branch of service. You get to choose who you want to chat with. Learn more at www.objectivezero.org. That's www.objectivezero.org.
We're back on the air. Before we went to break, I kind of teased about the Goodyear tire thing. I don't want to get into a political debate. I more so wanted to say how fucking pissed off I am that this politics shit has infiltrated our fucking car culture.
Right.
That you can't just knock a guy for being a dumbass and driving a Dodge. Now you gotta fuck. Shawshank's got a big old black fucking Ram.
I was gonna say, we found the Mopar guy.
Yeah. His only fucking redeeming quality is that he's building a fucking GM product.
There you go. There you go.
Right.
No, man. Like, that kind of back and forth shit you give each other, that should be where the politics stops when it comes to car dudes.
That should be where the politics stops when it comes to a lot of shit, man.
Yeah, man. Why? And what dumbass in human resources thought to make that a slide? Like, let's put this out there for the world to see. This is how we're handling this.
Because their stocks are crumbling and they need a fucking kickback.
So yeah, that brings up a good point. That's a really good point.
Still press.
No, I was just going to say that. So, you know, the other day when they, was it CNN or ABC posted that story about Usain Bolt, but it was a picture actually of
Kevin Hart.
They did that. I don't give a fuck. They did that shit on purpose. I would have never, ever seen that article if people hadn't shared the ever living shit out of it. Talking shit about the fact that they fucked up a picture. Bitch, they did that shit on purpose, and I know it.
It's bait.
Exactly. Yeah. So this to me, it's the same shit. Somebody all the way, and this is the same thing that happened with VW when they did that shit with the cheating scandal with the diesel.
Oh,
the
diesels, yeah.
No fucking way I think they did that as bait, dude.
No. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. This kind of stuff doesn't just come from some chick down at the bottom.
It's publicity.
This stuff is thought up in ultra secret closed door groups within companies, and they're like, okay, we need a way to get ourselves out in the media.
Illuminati.
But what they did was super fucked up, bro.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter though, because what happened? Everybody was talking about it.
Free press.
And then for 3 days, everybody got butthurt. Good. Fuck Goodyear. We're not going to use them. Blah, 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 blah. And you know what? I'll bet you every police department across the United States is still buying Goodyear tires. You know why? Yeah. Because they make a quality product. It's American made and you can't beat it. And they won. They won. You
just sounded like one of those cheesy auto parts commercials that they showed in Tommy Boy.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
That's McDonald's, dummy. I love McDonald's, too. I could totally go for a bacon egg and cheese biscuit right now.
Mm. Your mom's a bacon egg and cheese biscuit.
Yeah, she's more delicious than these Cheez-Its.
I'm fucking munching on.
Oh, fuck. I completely forgot. What else was I going to say?
I don't know, but toasty Cheez-Its are the fucking bomb.
Okay. So we're giving away a motorcycle. Okay. Probably by the time this episode airs, it'll probably be given away already. Excuse me. I'm dying. Tony, for fuck's sake. I'm trying to record a show over here.
Hey, don't talk to my girl like that. You leave her alone.
Who are you? Be quiet, woman. I'll slap the shit out of you.
You be quiet, sir.
You be quiet, sir. So we're losing our place in April. So we're busting our ass. We're trying to do some fundraising ideas. If this bike thing goes the way I think it's going to go and the way that it is going, dude, excuse me, we're going to be doing this a lot. The outpouring of support has been amazing. The popularity of what we're trying to give away has been great. We're doing really well. So we reached out to all the different municipalities around where we are here in Oklahoma City to try to see if anybody wanted hard luck where they're at. And we actually got a couple of bites from the cities.
Nice.
So Midwest City, that's where Tinker Air Force Base is, they offered us a parcel of land for free that we are responsible for developing on. A substantial amount of money in this land, like upwards of $250,000 overnight when we sign the paperwork. Hard luck will be worth $250,000.
Wow.
But then on the other hand, we had the city of Choctaw offering us our own already built facility in exchange for helping out their mechanic program. We run hard luck out of the city of Choctaw. They benefit by having our presence there. We benefit by them completely footing the bill for the shop. And they let us do whatever we want. And then we saw the place. And it was a fucking shit show.
My head exploded.
Wait. Is this the place you told me about the other day?
Yes, where there was like kitty litter on the ground, but it was actually like for cats to shit in and not for fucking oil spills. There's just buckets of bolts and fucking weird liquids and shit all over the walls and on the ground.
I thought this place wasn't built up. I thought it was just flat land.
No, dude, that's the city. That's what Midwest City is offering us.
Oh, Choctaw
offered us their maintenance facility. So we were like, holy shit, dude, it's already built. It's already everything. All the overhead's gone. We don't have to worry about paying utilities. Even if it sucked a little bit, we could save up some money and use this place.
Until.
And it was just fucking unlivable, dude.
Oh, yeah. It was bad. It was. Like I said, there was 42 years of parts just shoved. When you take a part off, they just threw it on the floor.
Just chucked it on a fucking pile someplace.
And it was literally like 40 yards from the new shit plant.
Yeah, the new wastewater treatment plant was going in 40 yards behind the place. What? And the city manager at Choctaw called me and even said, I was hoping for you to rescue me.
What?
Oh, it was bad. For a city building to look like this, there was no OSHA, no EPA. They're tucked in the corner.
No fucking way, man. No fucking way.
Heads exploded.
What did you guys tell him?
I told him, bro, thanks, but no thanks. He called me, and the city manager called me, and he's like, did I run you off? Do we still have a deal? I said, yeah, you did run us off. Absolutely, sir. I said, what you offered was unreasonable. You weren't looking for a partnership. You were looking for us to rescue that place. And he said straight up, yeah, I know.
Sadly, this is a retired lieutenant colonel who was a program manager for the Air Force. He knew what he had and what he needed. So.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks. So you still the other place.
Straight up, dude. I put it out on the radio station today. It went out on the local like current hip hop station this morning. I had a little like 2-minute interview with those guys. We went ahead, Tony, Monty, Shawshank, and I went to breakfast this last weekend, and we said, listen, it was right after we left Choctaw. We said, listen, what the fuck are we going to do? Are we going to be crazy enough to try to pull this off? Or are we just going to tuck our heads and just wait for a miracle to happen? And we said, fuck it. Let's do it. I called the Midwest City dude, yeah. Robert Coleman, and said, hey, we're in this, man. We're crazy enough to think we can raise $250,000 between now and April.
Nice. $20 million fucking dollars. Hell yeah.
$250,000. $250,000.
$250,000. I heard 20 million.
No.
$250,000. That's a dude, that's actually achievable, bro. You could do that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You could totally do that.
We sell t-shirts, dude.
Call your close personal friend Mike Rowe.
I did.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's got the pull.
And what's incredible is everybody that I called, bro, wants to do something about it. I reached out. I'm the one that reached out to TJ Jennett and J-Rod on KJ103 here locally in Oklahoma City, the most popular radio station in Oklahoma City. And she straight up called me back. This is the same. Janet is the same woman who, when she's wearing her hard luck t-shirt, when she travels all over for work, she takes a picture of herself and tags it on our Facebook page. It's so fucking badass, dude.
Nice.
So when I reached out to her, I was like, hey, this is what we kind of got going on. Will you help us pitch it? She said, yeah, we'll give you an interview. And it was 2 minutes today at 9 o'clock in the morning, bro.
Prime time.
Prime time, dude.
Nice. Nice.
So yeah, it's incredible.
That's cool.
So, and we're doing a thing with News 9 next week. Carl Torp, our local news guy from News 9, is hooking us up with an interview next week. We're going to,
have you hit the thunder up yet? Like I suggested.
Listen, dude, I try to stay pretty apolitical
with
hard luck and this shit.
Yeah.
The situation you know,
I hear you, man. I get
so,
you. Well, there's a lot of oil money in Oklahoma, bro.
Oh yeah, dude.
There's a lot of oil money in Oklahoma.
Well, I mean, it's up and down. I wouldn't say that's secure living.
Call J.R. Ewing.
Dude, that's Dallas, bro. I'm only 40. I know that, dude. That's Dallas.
Messing with you, man.
This fucking guy says J.R. Ewing. Throw it out there like I'm going to know him. Bro, I was three when they aired that shit. The only reason I know that is because my mom didn't have cable in Evansville, Wyoming, where we grew up. So it was on reruns all the fucking time.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good shit.
Nice.
So yeah, dude, we're gonna try to raise the money.
I've got some friends in OKC, Army veteran, fellow Army veteran.
Yeah.
Let me holler at him and see if he knows anybody he can reach out to and touch.
That'd be amazing, bro.
Yeah.
It's all resources, man. That's why every time something like this pops up, I say, fuck it, let's do it. You know, if somebody says, hey, we're from the Curbside Chronicle, man. Here in Oklahoma City, we have a newspaper that is dedicated to trying to help the homeless make money. So what this newspaper is, it's called the Curbside Chronicle. And what they do is they print it specifically for the homeless to hand out and make money off of. And then they get a percentage of what they sell.
Nice.
So they're selling newspapers and then these guys get to put a buck in their pocket, right?
Yeah.
Well, the dude came and interviewed me.
Cool.
It was super fucking cool. Super. Now I can reach out to him. It's a resource. Now I can reach out to him and say, hey, man, this is what we got going on. Help me pitch it.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. Sorry, we have a big mystery going on in the background. There's some behind the scenes shit going on. We got a fucking Scooby-Doo mystery going on at DV Radio tonight.
What?
Someone mysterious. Now remember, there was no show. There was no Barracks Talk Live Saturday night.
Right.
Someone mysteriously logged into DV Radio's account. Someone who apparently has recorded one of our shows in the past. But it wasn't me. It wasn't Nevermore. And it wasn't DV Oink or DV Midnight Frosty. And it wasn't Bo. So we're trying to figure out who the hell has the password to the DV Radio accounts.
Well, nobody can help you because nobody knows who any of those people are because those are fake.
Exactly. So we're sitting here racking our brains going, who the fuck? Their computer name is MacMan420.
Oh, that's...
So we're sitting
somebody's watched too much Swordfish.
I don't know, man. I don't know. We're just trying to figure out what the fuck, who the hell got into the account. And it doesn't look like they... somehow they recorded an episode of Frag Out Drag Out. So it has to be somebody we know. But for the life of me, if I'm not recording it, Nevermore's recording it. And if she's not recording it, Oink is recording it.
Right.
And it's none of our computers. So what the fuck?
What the fuck? What the fuck?
It's a mystery. It's a Scooby-Doo mystery. I think it's old man Jenkins from down the road.
I was going to go with the Muffin Man, but whatever.
It could. That lives on Drury Lane?
Yeah, that motherfucker.
I was going for the one-armed man.
Oh! Yeah.
Straight Ooh. Cyclops. Oh,
it
wait.
It wasn't me. It was the one-armed man. Both of which, the original movie and the one Jim Carrey so famously satired, both are incredible.
Life is weird and crazy and shit.
And shit.
And shit.
And shit. Fun fact, rhinos are just unicorns that have let themselves go.
We are a shit show tonight. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen.
Now we know what happens when Rusty Nuts eats the wrong
dude. I'm telling you, this you know
eats
what?
The wrong if gummy was, bears.
There is no leadership happening right now.
If I was charging people for this shit, I'd give them their money back tonight, dude.
This is only scratching the surface.
Yeah, this is only a little baked, and then I was like, oh shit. But when I intentionally try to get gassed, there's absolutely zero productivity that comes out of me.
There is absolutely no filter, no productivity.
Nope. Nope.
A lot of shit talking.
I like it.
As is appropriate, yes.
It's great. It's fucking great.
I love talking shit to Monty, dude.
Oh, yeah. Poor
that
Monty.
Guy.
Well, wait a minute. Why we got Shyshak on and not Monty? He can't defend himself.
Fuck, let's call him up. Let's do it.
Say, hey, bitch.
Hey, yo, bitch.
Yo, bitch.
Hey, yo, bitch. Hold on. I'll add him to the group chat. I'll try to do two things at once here.
Let's see if we can get him. Oh, loudy.
Hush your faces.
Multitasking.
Hush your faces. We're going to make this happen.
Multipass.
What's his name again?
Multipass.
Who are we talking about? Monty?
Who are we talking about? Fuck that guy.
That one dude that did that thing.
That guy, you know? I think he's got hair.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Actually, Monty doesn't.
Oh, another fucking bald guy. Great.
And he's the Army warrant.
Ah.
Logistics.
Yeah, but was he ever at Marsoc?
Let's see if he'll come on. Yeah, let's see if we can get that dude on there. This is going to be fucking great, dude.
We're randomly prank calling guests.
Yeah, that's what we this is become one of those
this is what the show
prank call radio
to.
Shows.
It's the next Hold Jerky on a second. Boys.
So instead of people calling in, we call people.
Yeah, so hold on, dude. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to call and put it on speaker so everybody can hear it. And I'm going to tell them to get into this.
Oh, God.
His old ass is already knocked out.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He's probably broke. He's already passed out. What time is it? Yeah.
8:20.
Oh yeah. He's done.
He's in a metamucil coma by now.
He's in a what? I'm in a musical coma.
Isn't that how Evans died?
he drank two cups of chocolate X-Lax and he's done for the night.
He popped his A to Zinc, bro, and it puts him out.
His A to Zinc.
Oh, hold on. Monty, what are you doing, buddy?
Ask him if he's naked.
Hey, can you get to a computer?
Naked.
You can?
Naked.
Okay, listen, dude. On Messenger, I added you to a Messenger chat. Click on the Zoom link and come join us. We're
naked.
We're about to go back live on the radio show. I want to bring you on.
Naked.
But please wear pants.
No.
No pants.
Just go naked. To your computer. Go to Facebook. Okay. And you see in Messenger, there's the Zoom. You could probably do it on your phone too. I don't know how the fucking shit works. I just do it on my computer. You probably do it on your phone too. I feel like Joe Biden right now.
Naked.
It's got to be your fucking bowl.
Naked.
So, do you see the chat here, dude? Do you see what I'm talking about?
I'm trying to log into my computer.
Are you face fucking me right now, Monty?
Naked.
Whoa! Hey! Whoa!
Ding dong.
Okay, so I just added you to a group chat.
What the listeners don't hear is Captain Obvious typing and the word naked.
He gives a thumbs up. He gives a thumbs up.
I'm going to hang up now. I'll meet you on the computer.
Oh,
what the fuck?
Oh, man.
Okay, bye.
Oh,
no
man.
Answer. No fucking
We're all dying here. Nobody knows what
fucking assholes, man. You know how hard it is for me to try to rope a fucking old man into this shit? No, he's fucking video calling right now, bro. No, decline, dude. Decline.
I
for fuck's
that
sake.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey. You're supposed to be on Zoom, you ding dong. Not on Facebook, silly goose. I don't know if he can even hear me. He turned it off. Oh, this is God. Holy fuck. This is awesome. Poor, as long as
Matt, look at how many thumbs up we're getting, dude. Look how many thumbs up we're getting in the chat here.
As long as he doesn't vomit into a fucking salad bowl, I'm good. This is great.
This
I'll
poor,
like this
unsuspecting
heading.
Victim.
All right, Lithuania, stop it.
This is what we get every day at the shop.
Yeah.
This is
fucking car comes in today, dude. This fucking car comes in to replace the overflow tank on the radiator. This is the kind of guy we're dealing with, Monty, before he chimes in here.
Okay.
Pulls the intake off. There we go. Pulls the intake off. Swaps the new overflow tank in. Sends this young girl down the road. She calls me up. She calls me up 30 seconds later. Adam, my car, it's acting so funny. I'm getting all these lights and it's not running right. Can you help me? And I'm thinking, all we did was the fucking overflow tank. So she comes back in. I immediately hook my scan tool up to it and I'm getting mass airflow sensor codes. So I clear the codes, the car starts to stutter on itself, and then the computer readjusts, and I look out the window. I'm like, Monty, did you plug the fucking mass airflow sensor back in, dude, when you pulled the intake boot off? Oh, yeah. Pops the hood. I look underneath, and it's fucking dangling right in front of the radiator fan.
I like it.
Yeah, that's fucking guy.
You just talking about wanting to be some pit crew, man. That might be right up your alley, man.
Thank you for sending that again, Brian.
Push the button. Yeah, Brian, actually, you're ahead of me. I'm too busy trying to get oxygen from laughing so hard. Sorry.
So oh my God. You guys acting like jackasses on this fucking chat. Now he doesn't know what the fuck to do because it's out of his like little window of fucking seeing. He doesn't know
to fucking scroll up and click on that shit.
He's not wearing knee pads.
Oh shit.
He's probably sitting, he probably is cussing at it but not using curse words.
He's one of those guys.
Oh no, he'll drop an F-bomb every once in a while, but you'll catch him like slipping up and being an old man.
Right. And he wears knee pads, no shit. Oh, you hear this? Oh,
dag nabbit. Ah. And then I'm like, shush, you gotta quit telling old women that they're fucking full of shit.
Oh yeah, man.
Those words, like, listen, bro. Take a little word out of Monty's book here, and we can't tell people they're fucking stupid. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we'll try. Well,
so I learned.
When I turn around, bro, I want you to know. I turn right around, and I tell Monty, I'm like, if I get famous from this television show, it's gonna be because of that little dwarf motherfucker over there telling little old ladies to go fuck themselves. So.
Well,
Monty, dude, you don't need the fucking video, Monty.
Was he still trying to video?
Oh,
look, he's on the video.
What's up, Monty?
Hey, Poindexter.
What's up, buddy? I see you got your specs fixed. You find a precision screwdriver for those? We were looking today.
I did. I've got them.
Roger.
I just wanted to throw that out there that's how we ended our day today, is Monty looking for precision screwdriver so he could fix the tiny screw on his glasses arm. We couldn't.
I am ready. Am I supposed to be able to see somebody?
No, bro. No. I'm pretty sure I said in the thing, join without video.
Shit.
This is why my life is fucking perfect, bro. Because I get to hang out with these two guys every single day of the week.
Oh, dear.
Makes the day go by quicker.
It does, dude. It's amazing. Monty, please introduce yourself, man, the last 5 minutes of this episode.
You thinking about it?
Did I lose you, buddy? Stage fright? You want me to look the other way?
He hit the wrong button. He went out of the group.
For fuck's sake.
Damn it, I kicked my own ass.
There you go. Andy's back.
Yeah.
Are you back?
Yeah, he's back.
Monty.
You got yourself on mute?
Jesus Christ. Are you having a stroke?
Do you need assistance?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you, Monty? Hit the button twice if you need us, Monty.
He's raising his hand. Yes, we'd like to call on Monty, please.
I'm made for prime time, I'm telling you.
Oh my God. You know how awesome it is? We're gonna, Brian, next episode, I'm bringing these guys back on, and we're gonna do a foursome, okay? Or a fivesome. One, two,
a quintuplet.
A sumsum.
That's what they call it in Thailand.
Is that what they call it? I don't remember. I wasn't sober in Thailand, so.
Monty, promise me, sum-sum. And Shawshank. You guys promised me we'll do this again next week without the weed. Or maybe with the weed. I don't know. I kind of enjoyed it.
Or maybe all of us on weed.
It's not legal where I live.
That sucks to suck. Tony just told me I couldn't. All right. Closing thoughts, Monty. Give me 30 seconds of just how you feel about your day, what you'd like the people on my radio show to know. Okay, Shawshank, did the same, buddy.
Okay, wait.
I just came back. I couldn't hear you guys.
Oh my God.
I feel like I just screwed up a mass blow air sensor.
Mass airflow sensor.
That's it. What the hell?
Oh my God. I am so sad to say, Monty, by the time you got your shit figured out, bro, the 5 minutes that I wanted to spend with you is completely fucking gone, bro.
Story of my life.
So I promised me that you guys will come back on next week.
Oh, yeah. This is good.
Yeah, I think I'll be ready next time. I'll have all my stuff together.
You might want to sign in an hour early.
Yeah,
exactly.
Brian, we may need to have some technical help to help Monty with his shit. Or you know what I'll do? I'll just call Shelby. He'll square you away. I think that's what I'm helping you, right?
That's who got me this far. But I rolled over on my phone 3 or 4 times, so I've got a cracked screen. So every time I hit something, something else happens.
Oh my God. Oh shit.
Ladies and
gentlemen,
I'm
gonna have this shit set up on my computer. I haven't rolled over on this screen, so it's good.
Oh my God. Thank you so much, Monty, for being the human that you are to me.
I hope that's a compliment. I'll take it way.
It absolutely is, dude. I fucking love you, man. You guys, tonight has been amazing. We're going to do this again. DV Radio, thank you guys for putting this shit show together and giving us a platform to come on here and just laugh and joke and have fun. If you guys are in the giving mood, I would encourage you to visit DV Radio's website. Go to DV Farm, check out what those guys do. Throw some other ones at JJ. TTS Dog.
Check out K-Bar Soap Co. We love Chris at K-Bar.
Ooh, yeah.
Wash your ass with that shit, I'm telling you.
And this goes for the ladies too, lady listeners. I know some of you
for all you ladies.
Yeah, you guys have beards too. Check out Permafrost Beard. That's www.permafrostbeards.com.
That's unfortunate.
Please tell me we're not going there tonight. The show's almost over. We don't have time for that.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for all this. This has been Screw Loose Auto. I'm your host, Rusty Nuts. Catch us on the flip. Deuces.
Now what the fuck do I do?
DV Radio. There's a place that is hidden because they do not pay influencers. They built their social media platform from the ground up for far less than any other, and they adhere to freedom of speech to the core. Oh, they're veterans that do it all for free? Who are they? Sayscape, Sayscape, Sayscape. You can grab your profile on Sayscape by downloading the app on your Android and iOS devices. If you'd rather, head to Sayscape.com and create your profile from your computer. Stop having forced posts and advertisements in your social media feed while algorithms choose what you get to see. Sayscape is where you can choose what and who shows up in your news feed. Say enough is enough. Escape today. Download Sayscape on your mobile device or head to Sayscape.com now. Sayscape, Sayscape, Sayscape.com.